ジェラータマータマ今夜みは
Ah!
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Gerne. Before we start, I need to do a few technical arrangements. We have the Jai Krishna Bhajan band here, so I need to just inform everyone what is the part. But first of all, Ilana, kannst du noch halten? Also das wird ziemlich... Schaffst du deine Hand hat gezittert.
Bisschen mehr nach dem Zeit.
Wisst du, das ist eine andere.
Wir können
da ja, schon. Ja. Dass wir hier nicht Tierquälerei machen, aber Menschenquälerei. Menschenquälerei machen. So, wenn du das bitte in dieser Position hältst, sonst muss ich mir den Kopf so machen. So. Gut. Chita, I will give you a sign. I will say something first, and so that we don't need a tambura or forest. Then I will give you a sign, and then it will start for you. Ananta Gauranga and Jai Krishna, if you can please be on standby, I will need you at times to join me. Thank you. Okay. So, also, mal sehen, was du in deinem Judo-Unterricht gelernt hast. Das heißt, dass Kung-Fu-Meister ihre Schüler manchmal einen Tag lang mit so einem Felsbrocken so am Halten lassen, um zu sehen, ob sie für die nächste Stufe bereit sind. Gut, so, once again, welcome everyone. We will be talking today about the dancing of the Lord during Ratha Yatra. But before starting, I would like to say a few things about dancing on the street. It was after the Durban Ratha Yatra festival that I was invited by some devotees to visit the Drakensberg. It's a mountain chain. And when I was just to rest a little, as I was resting there, I walked a little, and once I entered into a prehistoric cave. And on the walls of the cave, I saw people dancing, circle dances. And seeing this, I was interested to do a little personal research on the dancing of prehistoric men. The anthropologists, that means people who study different cultures, had found different such paintings on the walls of different caves in deserts, even in some caves of the Alps, Switzerland and such places, and America, and everywhere in these cave drawings, they found people dancing. They were surprised because it contradicted their theory that prehistoric man was just concerned about surviving in a hostile environment. Why were they dancing, spending their time on joyous celebrations? Then a step further into the research, Christian missionaries became aware of the dancing of India and dancing during the Ratha Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath, and they took strong objection to this. They said people are dancing themselves into a hypnotic trance by the primitive beat of drums. Helps them, or this leads them out of a sense of reality, they should be totally relieved by the pure Christian teachings where there is no dancing but only singing. That was in the 18th century the understanding. But nowadays, social psychologists like Emil Durkheim found out that those who dance and sing are the most happy people of the world. And this is what they found out. By dancing and singing, social boundaries between the rich and the poor hierarchical understandings are totally dissolved. And John Welton of the Stanford University, my God, I remember so much. What is wrong with me? I hope I remember Krishna conscious things also like this. John Welton found out that by singing and dancing, people lose their normal psychological patterns. Some of them are good, but most of them are not helpful. They block the free expression of ourselves. Huh? By singing and dancing, these inner blockages are removed, and the joy and the, here comes a difficult word, effervescence of the spiritual nature is contacted. So nowadays everyone feels if you can sing and dance and do that on the street with other people, a wonderful sense of community is built, which is good for the appraisal of your enthusiasm. It frees you. It's the best psychological treatment you can have if you need one, or if you just need to just get free from your stress, sing and dance. Now, as we all know, this is what we did yesterday. This comes from C. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's introduction of the Sankirtan movement, which is just so wonderful that if you only hear about the singing and dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, something wonderful happens to you. I will read now a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita to you as an introduction. Anyone who hears the description of the car festival where Lord Chaitanya and his devotees sang and danced in abundance will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he is totally convinced of bhakti and attain love of God. So today I thought we will just hear about the singing and dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Ratha Yatra. In this way your conviction of bhakti will grow and you will attain love of God. Do you think this is a good project?
Thank you.
Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shri Rata Krena Nataya Yena Sich Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pivishmitaha. My dear devotees, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the cart of Lord Jagannath, be glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became astonished. How it is that the whole universe was held in wonder, and how it is that God himself became surprised in the great mystery. Although I am unqualified and my words are broken and my English is not even totally correct, I beg the learned assembly of Vaishnavas to listen carefully. For even if ordinary well water will touch a Shalagram Shila, it will become Charanamrita. In the same way, ordinary words from a German barbarian, when they touch the dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, can become full of life and elevate us to pure Krishna consciousness. It was early in the morning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates had gotten up in the dark. Quickly they took their showers and proceeded to the eastern gate of the Sri Mandir, the Lion Gate, where they waited for the Lord to come out of the temple. In the great ceremony Pandu Vijay, the ceremony where the Lord leaves his temple and ascends or climbs up on his beautiful Ratha Yatra. For those of you who are interested in culture, let me tell you what is the Pandu Vijay ceremony. When in Orissa, a small child is learning to walk, his mother takes him by his hands and the father takes him by the waist, and they help the child to move forward, saying my darling boy, come now. The same was done with Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. His servants, the Pandas of the temple, came and helped him from the throne, where he sits and eats 52 preparations a day. 50 times, 52 offerings of a lot of preparations. Some took him by the feet, some by the arms, and others took a rope, a silken rope, and tied it around the waist. And to the sounding of gongs, they carried him out of the temple. The gongs made dong, da 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 dong, da 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 dong, gong 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 gong. Much better, but something like that. You have to be there to believe it. It is rhythm per excellence. Even the famous drummer Ginger Baker, with all his drum sets, could not repeat the intricate rhythms of the Pandas of Puri. Not possible. When the Lord came out of the temple, his flower crown moving with the rhythm of his intoxicated gait, the devotees went mad with love and screamed out, Jai Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath!
But it was much more ecstatic.
Jai Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath!
Yes, you're very good today. Lord Jagannath was moving to the left and to the right. Sometimes the Pandas sweated profusely because although they tried to carry him, he moved in another way. He was carried from cushion to cushion, silken cushion, and some of them, as he was landing, so to say, landing, you know, they carried him with a silken rope. They're bursting and the cotton floated in the air, and the devotees went mad with ecstasy, shouting again and again, Jai Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath!
God, God, we're getting better. In the year 2006, I was personally there and I saw this scene. I saw how the Pandas tried to carry the heavy Jagannath on the cart, but were unsuccessful. Later, I interviewed a friendly panda, Ram Vijay, and said, what did you feel when you tried to carry the Lord and you were unsuccessful? He said, I felt angry. We are trying our best, but he's so drunken with love that he just seems to move, and we all run in this way. He doesn't move because we move him. No, he moves us. And he is naughty. This year he didn't want to come on the cart before seeing all the devotees, so we ran through the crowd with him, and we felt our arms were dying and our legs were dying, like Hari Siva's arm. No, I'm still alright. My dear devotees, there's a verse which describes this. The verse said, The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. He doesn't move by the strength of those who carry him, but he gives those who attempt to carry him the strings to move. There was a lot of ecstatic emotions. There was a lot of movement. But above the clamor of the crowd, at one stage, everyone heard a totally ecstatic voice shouting again and again, "Manima!" Manima means, "O greatest of personalities, can any one of you imagine whose voice was loud enough to be heard about all the noise of the people, and which whose voice reached everyone's heart?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, you know everything. He screamed, "Manima!
Manima!
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 Lord of the world." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated his devotees with cooling sandalwood and gave each of them a garland. He went before all the devotees, and after they were properly decorated for the great dance of bhakti, he divided the devotees in 7 parties. Each of these parties had 2 midanga players who played synchronized beats and someone who danced very beautifully. There were 4 parties who went in front of the cart, 1 to each side, left and right, and 1 in the back, 7 altogether. And then Swarup Damodar started the kirtan. My dear devotees, the kirtan of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was a unique creation. There was no other kirtan like their kirtan. One was that it was extremely loud. There were 40 midangas. 40 midangas. We only had, I counted 4 midangas. No? 10 more. No other instrument could be heard. The other was when the devotees were chanting, they chanted with so much ecstasy that they looked like moons. They had an effulgence. The description is they actually looked like storm clouds. You know, the effulgence came from the flashes of their ecstasy, and their ecstatic tears rained down like the water from the clouds. The path was wet, being sprinkled with the tears of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But it was also wet because of something else. Everyone saw it. The lone figure of Maharaj Prataparudra, who came with a broom which had a golden handle. The devotees pointed towards him. He was the powerful emperor whose armies fought on 2 frontiers sometimes. He was dressed in a simple dress. He sprinkled the earth with sandalwood and perfumed water, and very humbly he broomed
the road. The devotees pointed Mahaprabhu's attention to the king, and Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. Mahaprabhu is pleased when his devotees are humble, and Mahaprabhu corrects those of his devotees who become prideful. Wild with love and forgetting their own selves, at every moment the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu sang. They went wild with love. They forgot themselves. And they surrounded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, when you do kirtan, forget yourself to find yourself. Forget your false self by bringing your mind away from the many, many thoughts which obsess your daily thinking. Focus it entirely on the sweet names and you will find yourself anew, the real self, the fresh self, the pure self, the happy self, the ecstatic self. Now I want to raise a question in the text which we read earlier. It said that two were astonished, the universe and Lord Jagannath. Why were the people astonished? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the kirtan in the seven groups, he wanted to participate in each single kirtan. So he expanded himself into how many groups? You know everything. Into seven groups. And he danced. He danced so much and he gave mercy to all the Sankirtan devotees in the group that they all thought in their heart, Prabhu is with us. He does not go to the other groups because his mercy is only with us. My dear devotees, doesn't this remind us of the Pulina Bhojan, the picnic on the Jamuna, where Krishna sat with his cowherd boy friends who counted into the millions, and each cowherd boy thought, Krishna is only eating with me. This is what we instantaneously have to remember. Each one of the forms of Gauranga danced and chanted. And not everyone could see it. What they saw is that Gauranga danced so fast that his golden body resembled a firebrand which is rotated so swiftly that it looks like a circle of fire, or maybe like a wheel which moves so fast that you can't distinguish the spokes any longer. It's just one blurry thing. So because it will go very ecstatic, and some of you are suffering due to heat already, it will become much more intense. I request Lilana to open the door so that some cooling air comes, otherwise you will faint. It's not safe in this kata without. Yeah, thank you, Krishna Chaitanya. Thank you. This will become very intense very soon. Pratapa Rudra, the king who by now had finished his brewing job and was standing on the roof of his palace, was there the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Kashi Mishra, and he said, "Do you see what I see? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in seven groups." You know, he saw it from the roof of the palace. And Sarvabhauma said, "Yes, I also see it. And what do you see, Kashi Mishra? Seven groups, I see it with my eyes. How does he do it?" Sarvabhauma said, "He's the Lord." And then they understood that because Pratapa Rudra, the king, who had formerly been rejected by Mahaprabhu, he had begged for different interviews, but Mahaprabhu said, "I will never see a king." Formerly there was a rejection, but now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Kashi Mishra said, the fact that he sees Lord Chaitanya in seven forms dancing means that the Lord is pleased by him, and soon he will give him his personal darshan. We know it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed an amount of love which overwhelmed even the Lord. It all started when Lord Jagannath, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dance and stood before the cart and chanted the prayer which you all know. Please chant with me.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya Gauramanayitaya cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah.
Then he chanted the second verse.
Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandano So.
And after he had finished that prayer, he chanted
Naham Vipra Naropatiya, a verse which says, "I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya and a Sudra, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not all this. I really am a servant of the gopis. I'm not this what you see. I'm something else."
And as he was saying these things, this love rose in him. This love is so much that you can see now when you go to Alala Nath, a big, big stone, maybe 2-3 meters, I would say from here to where Sadashiva sits at the wall. So in other words, from here to the wall, Mahaprabhu would sometimes, in the ecstasy of love, faint and fall on the stone, and then the stone was heated up and melted. Wow! So that now you can see the imprints of his body on that stone. Do you know another stone where the imprints of Mahaprabhu can be found? The pillar in the Garuda Stamba, the Garuda pillar, against which Mahaprabhu leaned when he took darshan of Mahaprabhu. His hands were somehow so ecstatic that they went whoop into the pillar. You know, like sometimes by computer animation, such things are shown that people reach through the wall or whatever. But Mahaprabhu's fingers were just so ecstatic that they reshaped matter. What do you think, Chitra? Astonishing, truly astonishing. And this comes because of love. So then Mahaprabhu desired to dance the Uttanda dance. This is something for us now. I decided to, in 1 year I'm ready, I will open a dance school. First is the Uttanda dance. Here the dancer stiffens his body, raises his arms, and then jumps very high. He starts with 50 centimeters, then 1 meter, then 2 meter 20, and then higher. You will have to come and enter the school. One dancing instructor I thought of recreating is here. He's a devotee who is dancing very nicely. Yesterday he danced. I don't see him at this particular moment. Yeah, there. What is your good name, my dear devotee? Dancing devotee. What? Harinamananda Prabhu. I saw you dancing similarly to the Uttanda dance. You were jumping very high. I think Indradyumna Maharaj pointed towards the clouds, saying that you should try to scrape the clouds, and you almost did it. This is the Uttanda dance. It's classical. It's just the body has to be stiff, and all the muscular energy for a mortal, you know, when you're a normal human being, has to go into those muscles which propel you upwards. It's like in martial arts, you can bring all your energy into certain parts of the body. So that Uttanda dance, very good dance. Arms must be raised. When Lord Chaitanya danced, he came so high that as his feet touched the ground, the mountains and oceans trembled. The water in the ocean. You know, maybe people there holding a glass of water, Mahaprabhu. You know, wonderful. All of a sudden, the hairs on the Lord's body stood on end. He was a sannyasi at that time. He didn't have much hair, but it was the other on his body. There was sweat, and he started to sweat so much the blood came out. His voice again and again said, "Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga," meaning he wanted to say Jaga, but he didn't pass beyond the two first syllables. Jaja again, Gaga, Jaga, you know, not Jaja Gaga, he said. And tears came from his eyes like tears from a fountain. And they made everyone wet who was in this association. Would you like to become wet by the tears of Gauranga? Yes. Why? It would change everything, isn't it? His bodily color changed from pale to golden to the red color at dawn. And sometimes he became white like the jasmine flower. Then Lord Chaitanya crashed on the ground and became motionless. And as devotees came and wanted to help him up, he started to roll like a golden mountain. He stopped breathing. Then tears and mucus formed, and now comes something only for devotees of Krishna who have faith. Then froth formed at the mouth, and one lucky devotee
Shubhananda came and took all the froth and ate it. Haribol. This is... Bhavini looks a little shocked. That is good. No, it is good, Bhavini. You eat every day the food which is offered to the Lord, which is tasted. He had that in his mouth. His phala is in that food. And you become very blissful. So imagine you take a whole hand of that phala substance. It will be... everything will be different from that time on. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to change the dance style. He wanted to dance the Tandava Nritya. Who knows who dances the Tandava Nritya? Shiva, yes. It's a frenzied dance where the dancer goes beyond the limits of wildness. But before he started to dance this dance, he said to Swarup Damodar something which only Swarup Damodar could hear. And Swarup Damodar then began to sing the song which Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to hear. The song is in the translation. The whole theme of Ratha Yatra is in that song. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burnt by the fire of Cupid and withered away. Shrimati Radharani, after a long, long absence, saw Krishna again at Kurukshetra. She was not satisfied. She had come with all her gopis companion to Kurukshetra. And they saw Krishna again. Of course, that gave them a little joy. But this joy was mixed with sadness. Because it was not the same as when they used to meet in the forests of Vrindavan. Finally, Radha begged Krishna. My Lord, you are as you were then in Braj. I am as I was at that first meeting in the bowers of Vrindavan. I so much long for that Vrindavan that I beg you, please return there. Here are vast crowds of people, elephants, horses, and the sound of military and chariots. There, Vrindavan is a forest of flowers. There are nightingales singing sweet songs and cuckoos singing on the fifth note and bees. Here you are dressed like a king. All your companions are warriors. There you are, my Lord, with a flute in the mouth and surrounded with joyful cowherd boys. Here there is no drop of happiness which I taste in Braja with you. Please come back to Vrindavan.
and have Leela with me there. Then Radha said something very amazing. She said, for others, their hearts are in their breasts. But for me, my heart is not inside my breast. It is in Vrindavan. My heart is there. So in Braj is my residence. Our union should take place there. And then Radharani said, enough of all these words. She saw Krishna sitting on the chariot. She ordered her gopis to take the chariot and bring the chariot forcefully back to Vrindavan. This is the idea of Ratha Yatra. And Lord, to bring the Lord away from the grandeur and opulence which he is worshipped with in the Sri Mandir, but to bring him back to that form of bhakti in which the bhaktas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya relate to him. A Braj Bhakti, it's called, a bhakti which is very informal but full of love. And Lord Chaitanya acted out the song with gestures. Come to Vrindavan. And as Lord Jagannath saw him entering the Radha bath, this deepest love of Radha, his heart felt captured. The Lord took all the kirtaniyas around him and went backwards, you know, with his, and he gestures to the Lord Jagannath, come, come, come. Krishna Das Kaviraj said, if Gaura did not move, Syama was motionless. The name of Radha is Gaurangi, but also Gaura. So when Radha did not move, Lord Jagannath was motionless. This was shown once Lord Chaitanya came to the back of the cart. Jagannath couldn't see him any longer, and he stopped the cart. Pratabharuda, the king, brought all his powerful wrestlers there. The cart has stopped. Move him. But even though the wrestlers could wrestle with elephants, they were that strong, they couldn't move the cart because Jagannath didn't want to be moved. Then the king brought his war elephants, powerful elephants, but they couldn't move the chariot. The chariot moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of the pullers, said Krishna Das Kaviraj. So only when Gauranga came in front of the cart, then the cart moved again. All of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang a well-known loved song. Well-known love song. The love song is about a married woman who addresses her husband, and she says, there's no feeling any longer in our relationship. Do you remember when we first met as young lovers at the bank of the Revati River under the Vitasi tree, and we came together, and there was so much emotion with us. I want that we go back to this. This was Radha's feeling to Krishna. Do you remember Vrindavan? Now you are king. But there is no love in this. Our love is not there. But Gauranga expressed it in a love song. I mean, it's almost as if Vyasaki has the microphone, and all of a sudden he stops chanting Hare Krishna and he sings, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well-known love song from the Beatles. Everyone would think, Vyasaki, we trust you 100%, but now you have become a little bit too ecstatic. We trust you, but maybe Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Only a few people knew what was in Gauranga's mind when he sung this well-known song. One of them was Rupa Goswami, who wrote a beautiful verse, who expressed it in a different way. You know, he took that sad song and made it into a better song. And this was the reason why it was so amazing for Lord Jagannath. He came out of the temple and Mahaprabhu addresses him as Krishna in the mood of Radha and says, come, come with me to the place where the love, where the waves of love are the highest. Come back to Vrindavan. This is the secret meaning of this festival. Prabhupada said this is a very feeling festival. Festival, one devotee conducted interviews with a microphone. Sadashiva is planning to make a movie out of this with the help of our talented movie maker Gokovinda. And there were also interviews done to people, and many people were overwhelmed. The interviewer even asked a policeman, what is your impression of this festival? The policeman said, I'm on duty here, I cannot appear in a video, but I will privately tell you. So privately the policeman said, you know, all of us police people here are simply very moved. It's such a happy festival. We are not used to such demonstrations. And I also saw from my when Indradyumna Maharaj led the first kirtan, the two police Berlin dancing police ladies, tough ladies, iron ladies, you know, they dance, and one went like, oh, I was totally blissed out, you know. I made a mistake because when we were standing, I congratulated the police people for dancing, and then they all put sunglasses on and look tough because they are on duty. They're not supposed to do this, you know. Many people were overwhelmed, and I think our the Lord. Did you notice the weather? It was not too hot. It seems the clouds were shading us. Did you notice that? And at the end, did you notice there was an auspicious rain shower with the sun? This is a sign that the Lord accepts the yagya. It is in ancient scriptures, it said when a yagya is accepted, there are three symptoms. One is this, rain and sun. Then is some eagles circulate, also Adler fliegen im Kreis, above the place. And a third thing, which I forgot. So it was really very nice. And the reason it was very nice is that it was a festival of mercy. Lord Jagannath worked his miracle. And I want to end this katha with a letter which Prabhupada wrote in the year 68, where he speaks about this festival. He says, atheistic people may say that the Jagannath deity is made of wood and the car is also made of wood. So it's just, why do we make so much heckmeck about wood? But in Krishna consciousness, spiritual bliss can be exacted from anything. Also, spirituelle Glückseligkeit kann von allem gewonnen werden. Even if we accept the whole affair as wooden, a Krishna conscious person can understand that wood is nothing but a display of Krishna's energy. So it is the Krishna conscious energy that gives us transcendental bliss. Just like it is the electric energy passing through a copper cable that gives us electric light and heat. So this is Jagannath Kart Festival coming to the West, this is a very feeling festival, as the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows us. Now, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced this Udanda dance in Tandava Nritya, the crowd was mesmerized and they all came in order to see better. So Lord Nityananda, the Advaita Acharya, made an inner circle, but there was need for a second circle, which was done by Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit was there, Kashishwara and Govinda. And then finally there was an outer circle of protection led by no one else than Maharaj Prataparudra and his general Hari Chandan. So when the dancing became so extraordinary of Mahaprabhu, the whole universe was surprised, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath even. Then Srivas Thakur got ecstatic and he danced right in front of the king. So Hari Chandan was pulling the shoulder of Srivas Pandit, and he did this for some time. Finally, Srivas Pandit got so angry about the disturbance that he took his head and just gave this Hari Chandan it's called in English a what happened, you know. It's called a what happened, you know. And Hari Chandan couldn't believe it. He was a general. You don't do this to a general. You don't give him a what happened, you know.
Harichandra became so absolutely fuming with anger that he wanted to say something, but Maharaj Prataparuta stopped him and forbade him, and he said, "You are so fortunate. I'm not so fortunate. I was touched by the personal, you were touched by the personal hand of Srivas Thakur, who is an associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but I was not. I'm so unfortunate." And I wanted to single out this event because during Ratha Yatra, all this all this goes. We are all happy children dancing in front of the Lord, praying, "Please protect me. Please accept me as your own. I beg you. I need protection. My path is dangerous in this world. And I want to belong to the group of your devotees. Please accept me in this circle. Please." And by praying like this and singing, the heart of the devotee gets filled with an indescribable joy. Hare Krishna. I want to end here this narration. It is based on the 13th chapter of the Madhya Leela, and if you wish, you can certainly read it. Sadashiva and myself thought it is good after the Ratha Yatra festival to have something for devotees where we talk about the meaning of the festival, because in the festival we mostly address the guests who have their first opportunity to see the Lord, but it's important that we understand it's a feeling festival. I want to personally thank all the devotees who went out of their way to make this festival happening. And there's an unsung hero. I mean, we all know about heroes, of the hero of Sadashiva, Braja Kishori, the film team, the Prasadam team. There's an unsung hero here. His name is Christoph. Bhakta Christoph got the permission for this amazing route and plan, which was giving, that was very nice. He will humbly say, "It was simple connection, vitamin C, but it is very, very nice." And I want to personally thank Christoph if he's here. There he is for you. Thank you so much, really, Christoph, and all the others, Sadash. I will not go through a long list now, because in a way it is not usually done. Service which is done hidden is more pleasing than service which is done with remuneration and reward and praise. You all know who you are and what you did, and thank you so very much. It was I always thought we must do something at the Brandenburger Gate, because I was there when the wall fell, and I always thought from that day on it must happen one day, and then I can die. So now I can die. It is so wonderful, wonderful, really wonderful. Yeah, I also don't want to die at the moment. I'm just saying, some milestone in Krishna consciousness has been reached, because this is the symbol of Germanness. When Napoleon entered the country and defeated the Germans, he also came to the Brandenburger Gate, and you know what he did? He took the chariot down, and he ordered it to be brought back to France
and dismantled and distributed on the garbage piles. View, because he wanted to humiliate the Germans. Good idea, they need this most probably, but it's so close to the German heart that he thought, if I want to be mean, then I do this, you know. In war, people are mean to each other, so.
Hare Krishna. There we had our Ratha Yatra Loja Ghanat. Hare Krishna. Good. And we had an even more colorful chariot than the chariot of the whoever. There's a name for this.
Quadriga.
Yeah.
Good, my dear devotees. I want to end here.